Okay, we'll start. We're at the Braisa Nun Hamed Aleph, about 10 lines from the top, Tanur Rabbanon. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta, and the Tosefta is explaining the Mishnah. Mr. Arbisfeld has yahrzeit tonight for his father, so we dedicate the learning L'zecha Nishmas Rabbi Avram Ben Chaim. The Mishnah, at the beginning of the Perek, says on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, let's say a person lives in the middle of the desert. So how do you determine his Tchum Shabbos? Let's say he lives in the middle of the desert in a roundhouse. So how do you determine the Tchum Shabbos? So you draw a Pai Mamo in every direction, a circle, you draw a circle. So here the Mishnah says that's only if it's a private person who lives all by himself in the middle of the mountains, middle of the desert. What if you have a lot of houses together, and the houses constitute an ear, al pidin, the houses constitute an ear. So then you consider all of the houses as one unit, and everybody has al pai mama outside of all of the houses. You don't say each person only has al pai mama is one mil. You don't say each person only has al pai mama outside. Say each person only has al pai mama outside of his house. All the houses together constitute one big ear. And then the Mishnah continues to say that every ear, al pidin, is a rectangular shape. So even if the ear is in a circular shape, you make a rectangle out of it. You don't have to make a square out of it. You make a rectangle out of it. And after making a rectangle, then you draw the lines, then you draw your alpai mama. How many houses do you have to have together that it should be considered an ear? So we discussed more than once. The Mishnah has in Maseches Erechin. The Mishnah talks about the Dinah Mechumish, about a person who sells a bayis bebatei orichayma. If I sell a house in the middle of nowhere, if I sell a house in a year hamakefes chaymim imoshe shul benun, so then I only have the right to be goyel the house to buy it back within the first year. And if acha malos lo shana tmima, if I don't buy the house back, if I don't refund all the money to the lakeh within the first year, then the bayis is nechla. So what's the definition of an ear hamakefes chaymah? A person has a house and he builds a wall around it. No, that's a house with a wall. That's not an ear. Has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
But
has
to, area.
Yeah, that doesn't count. It has to be an ear. So how much do you need that it should be considered an ear? So he said many times, the Mishnah Erechin is talking about the din of Bati Ari Chaymah. So it says you have to have Gimel Chatzeris, and each Chatzer means an area, Apipashtut Chatzer means an area that's Mukav Mechitza around it. And a chatzah has to have a minimum of shnei batim in it. If you only have one bayis and it has a big wall around it, that's a bayis. That's not called a chatzah. You have to have a minimum of three chatzeres. Each chatzah has to have a minimum of two batim in it. How close do the chatzeres have to be? What are you going to have? One chatzah in New York and one chatzah in Milwaukee? One chatzah in Los Angeles? They say the whole United States became one big year. No, the chatzeres have to be close to each other. The Tosha says, how close? You insist they have to be touching each other. Contiguous. This says Lo Mistaber, that it's only considered an ear if the chatzeres are touching each other. So Tosfos comes up with the Shir Daraisa of Shivim Amo Vishirai, 70 2/3 of an Amo. Where did they get that magical number, 70 2/3? So the Gemara there's a Shvera Pasuk in Chumash. It's at the end of Tetzaveh, I think, when Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded about the Asiyas HaMishkan. So you have Shuma Tetzaveh Vayachol Pikudis. It says there they have to make the Chatzah HaMishkan, and the Chatzah HaMishkan was 100 Amos long and 50 Amos wide. And then it says V'rochav HaChatzah, the width of the Chatzah was 50 v'chamishim. It's not true. 50 v'chamishim is an area. V'rochav HaChatzah should be 50. Orach HaChatzah was 100 v'amah. So the Gemara says a taich on the pasuk, you take 100 by 50 is the area, that's the length and the width of the chatzah hamishkan. If you multiply, turns out the area is how much is that? 5,000 square amos. And what's the square root of 5,000 square amos? It's 70 2/3 approximately. 70 2/3. So where did he get a square root from? Who's talking about a square root? So the Gemara says that's what the pasuk means. You take 100 by 50, and 50 v'chamishim means you take the square root of it. How in the world does that have the mashmois of it? What does it have to? Who's talking about Hilchas Shabbos? it's a pella. So one might have thought that the, I would have sworn that it's asmachta mid rabbanon. How can that be a drashit mura deraisa? So Taisa says, no, it's a drashit mura deraisa. There must be a shear on the level of deraisa for the tziruf of three chatzeres. In order to be considered a near, you have to have a minimum of three chatzeres, and to insist that in each chatz has to have two batim, and to insist that the chatzeres have to be touching each other, contiguous, is not mistaber. So they should be close to each other. How close? So Tosis is chapping on Ashir, so it must be 70 amma, 70 amma, b'shir, right? The Gemara worked out from the pasuk. So that's what the Mishnah says over here. Let's say you have a city. The city develops, it looks like a circle, or it looks like an amoeba. Over here, over there, it keeps on, they add on more houses here, they add on there. So the Mishnah says, every city al-Pidin has a rectangular shape. And not only can I go al-Pai Mama from my home in every direction, I visualize the whole city as if it's rectangular, and then I measure al-Pai Mama outside of that rectangle. Then the Mishnah has a Nun Zayinim and Aleph, the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim. There is a concept of Iburish Elir. Let's say the Gemara says in Brochus, says the Din of Tfilas HaDerech. So when does one recite Tfilas HaDerech? If you're traveling within the city and it's very dangerous, there are a lot of accidents in the middle of the city. So even though it's taka dangerous, you should offer a prayer that you should have a safe trip. But the Takanas Chachamim of Tfilas HaDerech is only instituted if you travel Michutz Loyer. And then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara, you only recite Tfilas HaDerech if you're going to leave Iburish Elir. Many have the practice based on the Zohar, the Mother Avraham quotes this, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this. If you plan to travel a long distance, so you say Tfilas HaDerech when you take off, even though you're still in the city. Others have the practice, you wait to say Tfilas HaDerech after you already left the city and left Iburish Elir. Iburish Elir is the first 70 Amos, 70 and two-thirds Amos on the outskirts of the city. And others have the practice based on the Zohar. No, you already recite the Tfilas HaDerech. If you plan to travel on a trip beyond the Iburish Elir, so then you already say Tfilas HaDerech in the beginning. But there is a concept of Iburish Elir. So the Iburish Elir, Shiva Ma'am Abishiram. So here the Mishnah has a Machlekes HaTanoim on Nun Zayinam and Aleph. When you take the sloppy city, there are houses all over the place, and you make it rectangular. So do you say every, so then now the city is considered a rectangle. So do you say you give Shiva Ma'am Abishiram, you draw another rectangle, 70 Amas, 70 and two-thirds Amas, 70.66, and then you draw a Pai Mama outside of that? Or do you say no? Iburish Elir is Nageh to Tfilas HaDerech, Nageh to other dinim, we'll soon learn some more dinim. But it's not that you don't begin to calculate the Pai Mama until you first draw a rectangle around. The city is a rectangle, then you draw a second rectangle, Shiva Mama Vishirayim. Then you draw a third rectangle, the Pai Mama. So that's a Machlekes HaTanoim. So Reb Meir says in the Mishnah, Nun Zayin Amanaf, Nosnei Karpof Lehir Div Reb Meir. Before you begin to draw the rectangle of the Alpai Mama, first you draw a rectangle of Shiva Mama Vishirayim. And the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk that's Minatorim. You know how to Neely? There are Nun Zayinim and Aleph. How do you know that there's a concept of Yibur Shalir? So the Gemara learns it out from the pasuk. Dama Krom Mikiu Hayir Bachutso. Omra Torah Ten Chutso Vachakach Midod. You measure the Alpai Mama, the Aleph Mama there, it's talking about the Ori Halvim, so you measure the Aleph Mama, the Alpai Mama, after you make Yibur Shalir. So the Gemara is saying that there is a concept deraisa of Yibur Shalir in certain cases. So here, Rav Meir and the Mishnah is of the opinion, you have a Machlekes HaMeir and HaChachamim. And in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Machlekes HaRishonim had a Paskin. The Pashtun says, Yochid V'Rabim Malacha K'Rabim, we should not Paskin like Rav Meir. And so the Mechaber does not Paskin like Rav Meir. The HaChachamim Omrim, Mechaber Paskin is like the majority opinion. Lo Yomer Karpef Ela Ben Shtei Ayores. If you have two cities which are near each other, and you're trying to determine whether the two cities should be treated as one city or as two different cities, and each city has its own Alpai Mama, or I should say, no, it's one big city, and whoever lives in either this part or that part has Alpai Mama around the whole city. So then the Chachamim say, then it's relevant, then there's a din of Iburish Elir. If the two cities are within Shiva Mama Vishiram to each other, or if they're within, the Gemara has two versions there, had a shot in the Mishnah. What did the Chachamim say over there? Take a look, the last 10 lines on Nun Zayin and Aleph. When the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir, Rav Meir says every city is a rectangular shape. And the Gemara is going to explain, if the city is approximately rectangular in shape like Manhattan, is approximately a rectangle before you begin, so then you just fill in the rectangle, you draw it like that, even though it's not kefi ruchas ha'olam. Even though if you fill in the approximate rectangular shape of Manhattan, it's not going to be northeast, southwest. The corners, the 90 degree angles in the corner, are not going to correspond to the corners that you have on a map like this. But if you have another city that's amoeba shape or circular in shape, and then you draw a rectangle, so you draw a rectangle northeast, southwest, kefi ruchas ha'olam. That's going to be the brisa that we're about to learn on Nun Hei. So Reb Meir is of the opinion you draw a rectangular shape, and then you draw another rectangle around the Tzevne Amos outside, then you draw Alpaim Amos outside of it. The Chachamim disagree. They say, no, the whole din of Shivim Amos v'Shiraim is only relevant here by Tchumen if you have two cities and you want to determine whether it's treated as one city or two. So Lemaisa, what do the Chachamim say? So the Gemara has a machlekes. Here, the last 10 lines on Nun Zayin Amin Aleph, Itmar, Machlek is Rav Huna and Chia Barav. Rav Huna says, "Nois and Karpa Fluzu, the Karpa Fluzu." If you have two cities, means each city has a minimum of three chatzeres. Each chatzer having a minimum of two batim. So this is one city, and this is another city, and they're not. The chatzeres have to be within Shiva Mama Vishiram to each other in order that they should be Mitzuraf Yachat. So these three chatzeres, chatzer two is within 70 amas to chatzer one, chatzer three is within 70 amas to chatzer two. And the next city also, one, two, three, the three chatzeres. But these two are not within Shiva Mamav Shiraim to each other. So Rav Huna says that's not a problem. As long as they have interlocking Ibur Shalir. If the gap between, let's say one city is over here, one city is over here, however the rectangle is going to be. If the end, the closest, the point where the two cities are closest to each other, if the distance is less than 141 amas, we have interlocking Ibur Shalirs, so then we declare that it's one big city. That's how Rav Huna says. And that's how he passed. Rav Huna says, Nersen Karpa Fluzu, the Karpa Fluzu. And Chia Barav disagrees, and he says, no, Karpa Fecho Lishneim. Just like, how do you determine whether it's considered a city? So Tosis explained, the Chatzeres have to be within 70 amas to each other. You need a minimum of three Chatzeres, and Chatzer number two should be within 70 amas to chatzah number one. Chatzah number three, chatzah al-pi pasha means you have mukaf mechitza around it. Chatzah number three should be within 70 amas to chatzah number two. So then you have four, five, and six. So four has to be within 70 amas to three. And five has to be within 70 amas to nothing, no new din over here. There's no new halacha of combining two cities together. How did you combine the three chatzahs in the first place to determine that that is considered in the year, because the chatzer is within 70 amas to each other.
Yeah, well, it should be a separate city.
In other words, once it's declared
in the year,
then they have 140
between. That's how we paskin. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Huna says, since this is in the year, and this is in the year, and each year has the Ibur Shalir, so as long as they're interlocking Ibur Shalirs, so that's considered one big year. So once you declare it's one big year, so you draw your rectangle differently. But according to the second opinion, which we don't accept, according to Chia Barav, who says, you don't give interlocking Ibur Shalir. It has to be that the one is within 70 amas to the other. So what was Nischadish over here? That's the old din that we know. Chatzah 2 has to be within 70 amas to Chatzah 1, Chatzah 3 has to be within 70 amas to Chatzah 2. So what's Chidish over here? So the sum of the Chidish is like this. If you have Chatzah 1, 2, 3, are within 70 amas. No, chatzah number three doesn't have to be within 70 amas to both number one and number two. As long as two is within 70 amas to one, and chatzah three is within 70 amas to number two. So then you have a right to draw a rectangle. Kefi ruchas ha'olam. Kefi ruchas ha'olam, draw a rectangle. Then you have four, five, six are within 70 amas to each other. Let's say chatzah number four is not within 70 amas to chatzah number three. But after you'll draw a rectangle for 1, 2, 3, and you draw another rectangle for 4, 5, 6, so these two rectangles will be within 70 amas to each other. So even according to the second opinion, who is more machmir, we paskan the hokel. If you have interlocking Ibur Shalir, you give a karpif to this city and a karpif to that city. But even according to the second opinion in the Gemara, the one is machmir, it's still a kula in the Mishnah, because you don't require the chatzah number 4 should be within 70 amos of chassan number three. You take 4, 5, 6, and you, if 5 is within 70 amos to 4, chassan number 6 within 70 amos to 5, you have a right to declare this as one big rectangular shape of an ear, and 1, 2, 3, we draw a rectangular shape of an ear. So if the lines of the rectangles are within 70 amos to each other, even though there are no chatzeres over there, there are empty space over there, so the second opinion says that's also good. So on that Mishnah, there's a machlekes Ramein HaChachamim, and there's a machlekes the Rosh quote, the machlekes HaRishanim, how do you pass it? So the pashta should be Yochid V'Rabim Malachi Kirabim, should pass it like the HaChachamim. So the Rosh, so that's how the Machava passes, like the HaChachamim. Then you have two versions within the HaChachamim, what do they say? Do they say, there's the Karpuf Lezu, a Karpuf Lezu? Or do they say, no, they're Machma, they say, so the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel, like Rav Huna, you give a Karpuf Lezu, Karpuf Lezu. If the two Ayoris are within 141 arms to each other, is we declare it as one big city and you draw your rectangle differently now. Instead of having two rectangles that are within 141 arms to each other or 70 arms to each other, now you draw one big rectangle, everything's going to count as one big city.
So this is Alpayim Mamo. This is what you're talking about.
No, the Alpayim Mamo is first you have to draw the rectangular shape of the city. Then the Alpayim Mamo is past that. So how do you determine whether you have a city? So to be considered a city, you have to have three chatzeres, and the chatzeres have to be, chatzer api pasha means mukaf mechitza. And the three chatzeres have to be either touching each other or within 70 amas to each other. One bit of one chatzer should be within 70 amas to one bit of another chatzer. The bulk of the chatzeres are not within 70 amas to each other. But one corner of one is within 70 amas to one corner of the other, so that's mitzvah. And the third one is within 70 amas to the second one, that's also mitzvah. So that's considered a holy ear. And after you draw your whole rectangular shape of the holy ear, then you draw your alpine mama around that.
The Asura Batlonim don't count here.
No, Asura Batlonim doesn't count here. That's a din there by Megillah. There's a kula that the Kfar Makdimim, Leoy Maknisa, those, the villages, have a right to read the Megillah. We're Mekel for them. We allow them to read the Megillah Monday or Thursday before Purim. If Purim doesn't fall out on Monday or Thursday, so during this manah, by Sheini, they permitted a kula that the Bnei HaKfarim can read the Megillah on Monday or Thursday prior to Purim. After the Churban by Sheini, they did away with it. The Gemara says they abolished it. So this manah advised, they allowed it. So the Gemara says, well, how do you determine whether you're a villager or a city dweller? How do you know whether you're Bnei HaKfarim? If you live in the near Hamakefas Chaim Masu Shubinun, so you read the Megillah on Shushanpur. So that we know. Near Hamakefas Chaim Masu Shubinun, that's a separate category. How do you determine whether you're a Ben Ir or a Ben Kfar? A Ben Krach is a different animal. Near Hamakefas Chaim. How do you determine whether you're a Ben Kfar or a Ben Ir? So the Gemara says, and Ir is Asar Batlon. The Ravid says you got to have all of this too, the Pashtun. It could well be you got to have all of this also. In order to be considered a Ben Ir, you have to have three chatzeres, and each chatzer should have two batim. Probably have to have all of this as well. Because the Ravish tells through the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the first parak, in order to have a din of Ir and Idachas, that if the majority of the people in the city worshipped Avodah Zarah, so you burn down the whole city and so on, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin you have to have a minimum population. So the minimum says, Machlekes HaTanai, what's the minimum population that it should qualify as a city? So the Gemara, we pass in 100 people. So the Rabbi writes that minimum population of 100 people is not only a local din in Hilchas Ir and Idachas, it's a din that applies even to Purim. To declare that you're a Ben Ir as opposed to a Ben Kfar, that we don't permit you to lay in the Megillah Monday or Thursday before. Bismarck is that we don't allow anybody to lay in the Megillah earlier. The Gemara said after the Churban by Sheni, they did away with that kula. But Bisman by Sheni, that they permitted the Bnei HaKfarim to the Magdim, to the Yom HaKnisa, to lay in the Megillah Monday or Thursday before Purim, so that's only, it's a Kfar. How do you determine whether you're a Kfar or an Ir? So the Ravish tells too, all the Dinim. The Gemara says, Asar Batlonim, the Ravish says you need all the rules and regulations of Ir. So the Ravish would require, you need three Chatzeres, and each Chatzer should have three Batim, and the three Chatzeres should be within 70 Amos to each other, all the Dinim. To be mechuyev to have a Sanhedrin, it says Shavtim Shetilam b'chol shi'arecha lishvatecha. Every city needs. Do you need Asura Batlonim? I don't think so. The Gemara says you need a minimum population. Yeah, you need a bigger population, not just 100 people. You need more than that. but I don't think the Gemara says, the Gemara Sanhedrin in the first pair, I don't think it says you need Asura Batlana. It's only by Megillah. I think so. It's only by Megillah. So here the Rosh quotes the Maharam Gutenberg. The Rosh was a Talmud of the Maharam Gutenberg. Quotes Maharam Gutenberg. He thinks that we should be maker like Reb Meir. That nois nekarpa fleir, not only is the din of Bibura Shalira din in Tfilas Aderech. Not only is it din if you have two cities that are close to each other to determine is it one city or two cities, so you consider this inyan of Ibur Shalir, either interlocking two Ibur Shalirs or one Ibur Shalir, one Karpif, the Mamrut Mag Paschal like Rav Meir, anytime you have a city, before you begin to draw your rectangle of the Alpai Mama, first you draw a rectangle of the city, then you draw a rectangle of Shiva Mama Bishirayim, and then you draw the Alpai Mama outside of the past the Ibur Shalir. So the Mamrut Mag thinks we should Paschal like Rav Meir. What's that is? Usually we have the klal yochid v'rab halachik ram. So the answer is no. We spent a lot of time. We learned Agansa Sugya before the summer halachik ram mekel be'erev. Whenever there's a machloikis, let's say in Hilchas Avelis we know. Whenever there's a machloikis yochid v'rabim, even in a din derabbanon, you go like the rabbim. You don't say, well, there's a yochid who's mekel, so it's a sveka derabbanon lekula. That's not a sveka derabbanon lekula. Yochid v'rab halachik ram, even on a din derabbanon. But if it's in Hilchas Avelis, Even if the Rabbi Ma Machmir and the Yochid is Mekel, to be Mekel and Avelis, the Suffolk Kolder who is sufficient. So that's sufficient to be called the Suffolk Kolder. If you have a Yochid who is Mekel and the Rabbi Ma Machmir, so does it enough to declare that it's the Suffolk Kolder. So that's what the Maharam Gutenberg thinks. And there are more Paschans like this Rosh B'Shem Maharam Gutenberg. We should be Mekel like Rabbi Meir, because the whole din of Tchumen, the Mechaba holds that Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil is their Isa. But we're not talking about Yud Beis Mil. And there are more paskins, even the Yud Beis Mil beholders, those only the Rabbanon. Those are often the whole thing. But we're talking about Alpai Mama. So Alpai Mama, to begin with, is only the Rabbanon. So then we have this rule, Halach Gdebra Mekel Be'erev, and Tchumen, we're Mekel. So since Rab Meir is the Mekel over here, so that's the opinion that's accepted. Right. No, this wouldn't qualify Suffolk Darabana Lahakal because it's Yochid Neged Rabbi.
Right. So why
Halakha Nikol
the Erev
is now saying
the Erev and Tchumen?
Erev and Chatzeris and Erev Tchumen. Both, yeah. Erev and Chatzeris and Erev Tchumen. That's what the Maharam thinks, yeah.
But yet a year divided by a river.
That's a very important shaila. We're going to have to see Gemara's about it. What if you have a city that's divided by a river? You can't have any houses in the river. If you have a city with an empty space in the middle, so we're going to have rules and regulations. When does it qualify as one city? When do you declare that it's two cities? What if you have a river separating? You can't put any houses in the middle of the river. So we're makel on that too.
Central Park.
Okay. We say even though you have a river in the middle, you just can't build anything there. We ignore the river and we say if the houses on both sides and either side of the river are close to each other within 141 amas, so we declare it's one big city. Yeah, that's what the Gemara is going to say. So let's see the price on Nun Hayamid Aleph. That's what we're up to. Tana Rabbanan, about 10 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes the Tosefta, Ketzad Ma'abrim Es Ha'orim. That's how the parak began, Ketzad Ma'abrim. The Gemara had two ways to read the Mishnah, Ma'abrim with an ayin or Ma'avrim with an aleph. Ma'abrim with an ayin means like an isha muberis, like a pregnant woman. So the body of the woman is extending, so how do you extend the city limits? So if you have a house, the city, let's say, is circular, but then you have a whole bunch of houses that protrude on the right side. So instead of drawing a rectangle at the end of the circle, we say no, since the houses, there's a house, a house, a house, a house, a house within 70 amas to each other. So you draw your rectangle at the end of all the houses. Ketzad Ma'abrim, that's if you read with an ayin, Ma'abrim like an ishim uberis to extend the body of the city. And the other gears was Ma'abrim with an aleph, an aver. You're adding on a limb. You're adding on limbs to the city.
So once that they had both gesubas and couldn't make clouds.
Yeah, that's how the Gemara says, yeah. Ketzah ma'abrim es ha'orim, how do you extend the city limits? Aruka kemoshehi. Let's say it's a long city. So as long as it is, that's the way you leave it. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, well, what are you extending over here? What would you have thought? Aruka Kemoshi, you leave it the length that it has. So the Gemara is going to ask later, let's see. Omamar, about 13, 14 lines later. Omamar, the line begins with the word mar. It says in the Braise, Aruka Kemoshi, however long the city is, that's how you leave it. So what would you have thought, that there's a maximum length that we permit a city to be? If it's too long, we chop it off. Beg ma pshita, vajiden. No, the Braise means like this, the Aricha Uktena. It's long and narrow. It's not the square shape. It's long and narrow. Ma'u detema, one might have said, Litin la pusya ki urka, you should give it a width, the same as the length. What the Mishnah says, Tabla Mirubas. The Mishnah says, on the top of Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, every city al Pidin is a Tabla Mirubas. He drew a map. So how do you think of every Tabla Mirubas? So one Mirubas means a square. So one might have thought if you have a long, thin city like Manhattan, that you draw the city limits in such a way that the skinny Manhattan will be the middle of the square, and you make it into a whole square. So that's what the Raisa says, no. Aruka kemoshihi, as long as it is good, but as narrow as it is, you leave it the way it is. You don't make it into a square, you make it into a rectangle. You fill in the rectangle, you don't make it into a square.
Right.
So that's the first line in the Braisa. Aruka kemoshihi, the Braisa says, Braisa starts off, you leave the city length the way it is, and the width the way it is, you make it a rectangle. What if it's agula? What if the city is circular in shape? We're about 12 lines from the top of the Amud. What if the city is agula by the tiny letter base, when they have the little base? Agula, what if the city is in a circular shape? So you don't leave it in a circle and then draw a circle around the circle and you can go up high mama till the second circle. No. If it's a circular shape, Osin Laws of yours, you make it into a rectangular shape. If it's a circle, you make it into a square. Make it into a square, and then you draw another square outside of that, I'll pay my way. Mirubas, what happens if the city is already in a rectangular shape? So then it says, ain't nice and los obvious. Doesn't make any sense, what do you mean?
Yeah.
The city is so then Gemara's going to say that's what it means. If it's Mirubas, it's already in a rectangular shape, so you don't extend, if it's already rectangular shape, but not on the map, it's not northeast, southwest. The rectangular shape has right degree angles in the four corners, but if you draw it on the map, it's not going to correspond to the latitude and the longitude on the map. It's going to be at this slanty. So one might have thought that every city has to be rectangular shape, kefi ruchas olam, northeast, southwest. So that's what the Braise says, no. Merubas, enosim los obvious. You don't make over the shape of the city to make it into a rectangular shape that the right angle should correspond to latitude and longitude. No. If it's approximately rectangular, so you leave it the way it is. In Oslo of Zavius. What if Hoysa Rechova Mitzad Echad Ektsora Mitzad Acher? What happens? In Rashi you have this diagram. The second diagram of Rashi. The first diagram of Rashi towards the top of the Amud, that's if the city is circular, so you draw a bars on the outside, you make it into a square. The second diagram in Rashi, he's explaining this. You have a city that's very wide over here, and then it gets narrow over there. They built a lot of houses there, it expanded in the north, and then in the south it's narrow. So that's what the Braise is talking about. So you treat the whole city as if it were a rectangle, You consider it as if the whole city would be a rectangle. And it's the diagram that Rashi makes. You take the northernmost point, the easternmost point, southernmost point, the westernmost point, and you draw a rectangle there. What happens if you have the edge of the city is jagged? As the people keep on expanding, building the houses, so they don't build houses in a row. One has a house protruding, one has a house that's this way, that way. It's a jagged in and out. So the Braise continues. A pogrom, Rashi explained that in the Mishnah. The Mishnah had that expression of pogrom. So pogrom means if you have a walled city. So the wall is going to be smooth on the outside, but not necessarily. There's up, the wall is going to be smooth, straight like this. There may be pegimus in the wall. Pegimus means it may enter a little bit, it may exit a little bit. It's going to be a jagged wall. So here we're talking in case you have no wall. If you have a city which has no wall, just have houses all over the place. So if you have baisechet, yotzei kimin pogum, shnei batim yotzei kimin, shnei pegumim, you have one house that's protruding to the right, or you have two houses protruding to the right, so then you draw the eastern side of the city at the end of all of the houses, provided each house is within 70 amas to the other house. You have the body of the city over here, all the houses are tzfufim, all the houses are near each other, then you have a house that's within 70 amas to that house, another house, another house, another house, 10 houses in a row, each house is 70 amas away from the other one, 65 amas away from the other one. So you draw the city limit all the way at the end of all of the houses that are protruding. The problem is, why? The Gemara is going to raise the question. The Braisa says, if you have bais echad pogum, or shnei batim yotzim kimin shnei pogum. If you have one house, the city goes, a city like this, then you have house, 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 every house within 70 amas, then you draw the edge over here. Or it says if you have shnei batim, it means you have the body of the city, then you have house, 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 house. So the last two houses, you draw a line. What do you have to have? Two rows of houses. If he said if you have one row of houses, you draw the city limit. One row of houses, you draw the city limit all the way to the end of the last house to make the rectangle bigger. So Kabachimer, if you have two pegumim, so you didn't need the second series of house, 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 house. The one's going to explain, no. It means you have house, 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 house over here. So you make all to draw the city limit to the east, all the way at the end. Then you have house, 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 house on the other side. Not shnei pegumim on the same side. You have house, house, house on one side, then house, 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 house all the way on the north, and house, house, house all the way on the east. Not only are we makel in one direction, we're even makel in all four directions to keep on extending the city limits. We'll have to see if there's any limit to this. There's no limit. You have the center of the city over here, then you have house, 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 house. So you're going to draw a rectangle, it's going to be empty. The whole rectangle is going to be no houses there at all. Just you have houses in a row here, you're going to draw the city limits. So that's the top place is going to discuss it. Maybe that's a big machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe there's a limit over here. So if you have these series of houses, Rayim Aysam, you visualize Kiluchut Masur Aleim, you visualize as if there's an imaginary line stretched over there. You draw your imaginary line here, and you have house, house, house all the way to the front, to the north. So you draw an imaginary line there, and after drawing all the imaginary lines, you make the city into a rectangle, then you draw the other rectangle that's going to be Alpai Mama away from that original imaginary rectangle. Sure.
Then you wouldn't take all these particulars, all of these details. It's a very complicated...
It is a little complicated. It's very negeh halacha l'maisa by our cities. A lot of times you have a gigantic highway separating the two sides of the city. And the highway a lot of times is 141 amas wide. So do you consider it two different cities or do you consider it one city? So we got to learn all the details. You got to learn all the details.
All the five boroughs are considered one city. So we're going to make a rectangle around that. Say from there you can go.
That's also not so pashut. Years ago, that was the practice that people, tzaddikim, rabbanim, talmidei chachamim, religious balabatim, would walk from the Lower East Side to Brooklyn. They would walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn. So as a shaila, why did they walk from Manhattan to Brooklyn? So we got to figure out if it's correct or not correct. We got to learn some more Gemara. Maybe they were doing wrong. So we assume that it's mutter. Yeah, everybody did this. Okay, we assume it's mutter. So we have to figure out why. Yeah. So this is the Gemara. It's all based on this doubt. So we got to figure out, is it ice gehalt or not? Okay, we got to learn a couple of more dinim. The next line is going to be throwing in the monkey wrench over here. Now the Braisa continues. A keshes is a bow. What if the city is like a bow? You see, Rashi has the diagram. What if the city, you only have one chatzer, another chatzer, another chatzer, all the three chatzeres are you have 10 chatzeres, all contiguous to each other just like this. One bow. So you consider that as one big city. You can have a boat from New York to Los Angeles, and then you got to say, and in between New York and Los Angeles, there's nothing there. No houses at all. You're going to say, you're going to draw a rectangle. Wow, the whole United States of America is one big year, because you have chatzir, 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 all the chatziris are stretching out. So the Braiser says, no, that's a little too much. If the gap over here has no bottom and no chatziris at all, the line on the bottom. The Gemara keeps referring to the keshes and the yeser. And you have a bow, so you have a string. The yeser is a string. So you have the string on the bottom of the bow. So they're going to talk about this imaginary line on the bottom of the bow that they're going to be referring to as the yeser. So the Braiser says, so you came in keshes. If the shape of the city is U-shaped like a bow, okay, min gam, gam is an L, L-shape, okay, gam is a Greek letter, dalet, a dalet like this. So also, you have the chatzeris are L-shape, so then you're going to take the northernmost point, the easternmost points, and you're going to draw a big rectangle, and it's going to be mamish, the whole thing is empty. No bottom at all on the whole rectangle, but that's the halacha. We ignore the fact that no bottom, so the Braiser says we shouldn't get carried away. There's a limit how far you can go. It says, yeah, that's correct. You visualize, even though the whole city is like a keshes, you visualize as if there would be bottom chatzeres filling up the whole empty space. And you fill in, you visualize the whole thing as if it's a rectangle, and then you draw the second rectangle. But then the Gemara says there's a limit. Oh, the Gemara is going to say it later, what the limit is. It's going to take a while. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to comment on the Braiser. Oh, my, this is the end of the Tosefta. So now the Gemara is going to comment on every line of the Tosefta. We already started. Oh, my, it says in the Braiser, Aruka Kamoshihi, however long the city is, that's how you leave it. Freg the Mopshita, about it. So Gemara, Latzvicha, Daricha, Kteino, it's long and it's narrow. Ma'u the Tema, one might have mistakenly thought that every city should be made into Tavla Murubas, means a square. So the Braiser says, no, you don't make a square. The Braiser means to say, Kamash Malon, you just make it into a rectangle. Sure. Then it says, Murubas, if the city is in the shape of a rectangle already, Eino Isim Lozovius. What does that mean, Murubas Eino Isim Lozovius? How do you translate the word? It has obvious. It is rectangular in the shape. The Gemara says, Lotzricha, no, the Braiser means like this. It says, if it's Murubas, you don't make others obvious. Because you don't make, it has already obvious. Moshe says, no, Lotzricha, what it means is the Marbo, the city shape is approximately in the shape of a rectangle, but Veloy Marbo Ribua Ha'ilam. But the Ribua that you have doesn't correspond to north, east, south, west on the map. So I would have thought that you always have to make it Kefi Ribua Ha'ilam. Ma'u Detema, one might have mistakenly said, Lirabba Ribua Ha'ilam. You have to make it into a rectangle, northeast, southwest, kamash malon. If it's already approximately in the rectangular shape, so you leave it the way it is, that's a din ha'mehet. Then the Braiser, then the Gemara is continuing to comment on the Braiser. If you have house, every house within 70 amas, so you draw the line to the east, all the way at the end. Or if you have two series of houses. So the Gemara asks on the Braiser, pshita. Hashda b'yisechad amrit on the first white line. Hashda b'yisechad, if you only have one house sticking out over here, you draw the line over there. So shnei batim boy, if you have two rows of houses, of course you draw the line. Evli ma'anei lotzicha mishtei ruchas. No, it means you have to the east protruding houses, a series of houses, then you have to the west and to the north. Ma'ud etema, one might have said that you only do miroch hachas amina mishtei ruchas loy aminon. You don't keep on extending so much, that's too much of a kula. Kamash malon that you do. North, east, south, west, all four times. If you have the houses, keep on protruding fine. Then the Braiser, now the Gemara is going to comment on the last line of the Braiser. On the third white line. What if the city is in the shape of a bow, U-shape? So it can be like from New York to Los Angeles, and you go like this, a bow, and you have nothing in between, and you treat the whole thing as one big rectangle. So that's what it sounds like. Okim in gam, like a dollar shape, like an L shape. So the Gemara says, just a minute. You can't, there has to be a limit to this. Omer Ravunin, so Ravunin says, there's a limit. If the city is in the shape of a bow, there's a maximum. From Los Angeles to New York, So you can't allow 3,000 miles in between with nothing there. No houses, no chatzeres, and you treat it as if the whole thing is full of batma chatzeres. That's impossible. So there's a maximum distance that you allow that. What's the maximum distance? Here I saw you can minkash, and yesh b'shnei rasheho, if between one end and the other is pachas me'abas alofim, if you have each city has alpai mama in every direction. So if they have interlocking alpai mamas, then I consider it as if it's filled in with batim echatzeres. What if the distance of the yeser, the distance of the imaginary line on the bottom of the bow is so far, it's so long, that it has more than 4,000 amas? So if you would treat this as a separate city, and this is a separate city, they don't even have interlocking plumbing of Shabbos, so then you no longer apply that rule. Yeah, we should have used, we're making everybody crazy about the... Okay, let's say you have like this. So the gap over here, this gap is going to be way more than 4,000. The Rafuna says that it's not good. The Taisha says, okay, it's not good. But over here it's only 4,000. So, I treat this as if this whole thing is a city, even though there's no houses over here. There are only houses, batim and chatzeres over here. Each chatz and each bais within 70 amos. One row of houses and chatzeres. And here is all empty. No, but since this distance over here is exactly, I don't have to draw the line over here where it's only 2,000 amos. I don't have to draw the line over here where it's 3,000 amos. I can draw all the way at the point where it's 4,000 amos. Consider that whole thing as built up as an ear, and then the ear continues over here. But I don't draw the whole thing. I don't draw the whole thing as one big rectangle over here. This I consider as a whole big rectangle. Yeah, that you can make a rectangle over this. You take the northernmost point.
So that's what the Gemara says. There's a limit.
If the bottom, where there's nothing built up over here, no houses, no chaseres at all, if the bottom's going to be more than 4,000 amas, then that's too much. You don't consider it as if the whole thing is filled in with with batim and chatzeres.
What do you do with the rest of the delay going outside, beyond the 4,000?
So that's part of the ear, and you have alpai mama to each side. Here, if I live in the middle of the country, so you draw alpai mama like this. So in a city, usually you make the city in the shape of a rectangle. Here, I only permit to be here. This is a solid city, so this I can make in the shape of a rectangle up until here. And this, this is the extension of the city. So you have a pi mama till here. You have a pi mama till here. And you have a pi mama till here. And then over here also, you have a pi mama. You can go till here. You can go till here. But here, this middle part, not. You can't walk over there. There's some exceptions to the rule, but the city is not always going to be in a rectangular shape. The top part we are entitled to draw as a rectangle, but since this part extends and the distance here is more than 4,000 amas, you don't have interlocking tum shabbos, so this part is going to be a sloppy part. This is going to be rectangular shape, and this is going to be an extension of the city. So just have our pi mamas to each side.
And the yeser part? And the yeser?
Yes, there's no heter at all. That's not at all. Even the middle part, you can't walk there. It's already chutzlut chum shabbos over there. And the yeser, since there's nothing built up over there, so that's all chutzlut chum.
But you have that circular city, and the city's over 1,000 miles, and nobody's living inside.
Yeah. Said, no one lives on the inside. So that's a machlokes among the contemporary poskim. Apparently they researched, they couldn't find anything. A lot of times you have like that. The city develops in every city, that city is like that. A whole outside full of city all over houses, and the middle is mamish empty. There's nothing there in the middle. So do you say, since the middle is swallowed up by all the houses on the outside, so it's all swallowed up, so you draw a gigantic rectangle, or do you say no? That's the shaila. It's unclear.
What about the line that you drew on the bottom? Also, shouldn't you have 2,000 amas in that too?
No, we don't allow that line, because since that line is, this is the furthest point down, that the distance between the two is 4,000 amas. And past that is already more than 4,000 amas. So we don't, normally we would draw a line
here.
Yeah, let's say over here. Yeah, over here is already 2,000. So that's as far as it can go. Yeah, this is an extension of the city. The top part where the distance on it. Here, there's no bottom over here either. The bottom are only here. The top part. Here there already no bottom, this is empty space. So up until the point where the distance between the two is exactly 4,000 amas, so I consider it as if it's Malay or Batum or Hatzeris. So then I have a right to take this and make it into a rectangle. But this part is already, the gap is more than 4,000 amas. So here you have no right to declare as if the whole middle part is Malay, Batum or Hatzeris. You just have a pi mama to the right and a pi mama to the left. This is not going to be, this kum is not going to be in a rectangular shape.
But you can still go from one end of the city to the other.
You got to walk in. Yeah, you got to walk there.
Why else is this gemara with chavulim and metapas v'hoiloch?
That's later. That's nachazach. That's how you measure the alpai mama.
It sounds very familiar again.
That's later, yeah. In Central Park in the middle, where there are no Batim Achaseris at all.
Right.
What do you have? You have all of New York has Batim Achaseris, Arum and Arum. In the middle is empty. So that's his Shaila. So that's some Taka Machlekes in contemporary Park.
You can't walk between from east to west.
I don't know. That's a Machlekes. Why Central Park has walls around it? Because at the end of all of the houses, Chazanish claimed, Chazanish says, and before the Chazanish was born, they have like that also, that the buildings, the walls of the buildings, not only enclose the inside of the buildings to make them into Rishus Hayachid, it serves as a mechitza for the street also. Even though they were never interested in that, it does make a difference, because the Gemara says in Tezvav and Aleph that a mechitza Ameris Me'aleho is also good.
Yeah.
So that's what the Chazanish and the earlier Poskim, a century or two before him, they say that's to declare the streets as a mukaf. As a mukaf mechitza to make it into Rishus Hayachid. Whenever you have Oymed Merub al HaParot, so the fact that you have heavy traffic, Oser Rabin and Batim Mechitza doesn't pose a problem. He thinks that when you have an Eira, the Tzuris HaPesach, that's a Mechitza Grua. That's how the Gemara says earlier, on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, that we learned a while ago, that if you have Mechitza Brios, you have sturdy Mechitzas, the fact that there's heavy traffic crossing through doesn't bother me. If you have Mechitza Grua, Shvacha Mechitzas, then Oser Rabin and Batim Mechitza, heavy traffic poses a problem. But the Chazanish claimed when you have Oymed Meruv al HaParetz of Mechitzas, you Gimel Ruchos, so he says those are Mechitzas Brios, those are Gesunte Mechitzas, and you don't have to worry about the Oser Rabin and about the Mechitzas.
If you have a tourist passive surrounding, would that also make it into an ear or not?
So it's a passive, it's also Mechitzas, but also make it into an ear. Yeah, but also make it into an ear.
So if you have tourist passive around any neighborhood,
whenever you have Oymed Barubal Aparat, so the fact that you have heavy traffic, Osir Rabim and Lata Mechitza doesn't pose a problem. He thinks that when you have an Eira, the Tzuris HaPesach, that's a Mechitza Grua. That's how the Gemara says earlier, on Chav Beis Amid Aleph, that we learned a while ago, that if you have Mechitza Grias, you have 30 Mechitzas, the fact that there's heavy traffic crossing through doesn't bother me. You have Mechitza Grua, Shvacha Mechitzas, then Osir Rabim and Lata Mechitza, the heavy traffic poses a problem. But the Chazon Ish claimed when you have Oymed Merub Al HaParetz of Mechitzas, the Gimel Ruchos, so he says those are Mechitzas Brias, those are Gesunte Mechitzas, and you don't have to worry about the Osir Rabim and Lata Mechitza.
And the Tzuris HaPesach surrounding it, would that
also make it into an ear or not? Tzuris HaPesach would also make it into an ear. Yeah, would also make it into an ear.
So if you have Tzuris HaPesach around any neighborhood, that would be enough, you don't have to worry about.
Whenever you have a Tzuris HaPesach, let's say I have a gigantic home. I live in a gigantic home, but I just live with my wife. We have 100 rooms, and I just use 5 of the 100 rooms. The other 95 rooms we don't use. But it's one big house, so the whole house is in this mansion is in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the mountain summit, in the middle of a wilderness. No one else lives there, so there's no ear. So you don't measure a pai mama from my kitchen or from my dining room. Measure a pai mama around the whole building. You don't draw a rectangular shape and then another rectangle. You don't give Shiva Mamma Vishraim. Shiva Mamma Vishraim is only for an ear. It's not for a house. Even though the Ramos make her like Rav Meir, that every ear you draw a rectangle, then you draw a rectangle Shiva Mamma Vishraim, then you draw the rectangle of Alpai Mamma. That's only if you're dealing with an ear. But if you're dealing with a bias, you don't draw Shiva Mamma Vishraim around the bias. This even says, let's say you have a bias next to an ear. This is right over there. You have an ear and you have a bias next to the ear. So if the bias is within Shiva Mamma Vishiraim to the next bias, and the next bias, you have 10 batim, each one within 70 amas to the previous one, so that's considered an extension. But you don't say, if the bias is within 141 amas of the city has Shiva Mamma Vishiraim, and the bias has Shiva Mamma Vishiraim, so as long as they're interlocking. No, bias doesn't have Shiva Mamma Vishiraim. The concept Shiva Mamma Vishiraim is called Iburish Alir. You have to have an ear. If you have two ayoros, each ear has three chatzeres, so then we paskin us the karpa flazu, the karpa flazu. Each one has 70 amas, so if they're interlocking 70 amas, so then it's considered one big ear.
I think it's a true sense now surrounding the entire part too. So does that create that part of the ear then too? Or is no better?
Yeah, okay. Whenever you have a Tzuris HaPesach, that's considered, and you have three chatzeres, let's say you have three chatzeres that are 100 amas away from each other. But you have a wall around the whole city. But you have a Tzuris HaPesach around the whole city. So here's some Tzuris HaPesach is a real mechitza deraisa. Yeah. Yeah. That's correct. So that's the Gemara makes a limit over here. So this is a shayla, Tosis has a shayla like this. Let's say you have a city. Like this. So the city is shaped amoeba shape. So the city doesn't seem to resemble a rectangle at all. So the halacha says you go northeast, southwest, wherever north is, so let's make believe north is on top, okay? Years ago, the Jews and the non-Jews, the practice used to be that they always used to have east on the top. And now, the minute of them, I think, at least in America, is that we always have north on the top. So let's say you have north. So you draw the northernmost point would be over here, fine. The easternmost point would be over here. Southernmost point over here. And the westernmost point over here, fine. So that's the city. So the shaila is, wait a minute, but you have nothing here at all. From here to here, it's more than 4,000 amas. It's mamish empty. So the Gemara said, if you have Kimin Keshes, if you have like a bow and the gap between, and there's nothing else, no houses there at all. So you only touch, you only draw the line up until the point where it's 4,000 amas. Past 4,000 amas, you have no right to draw the line. So what about over here? You have a right to consider this as if it's all built up. But the gap over here is more than 4,000 amas. So that's a Shaila and Tosis. The top Tosis has 2 days. The first Tosis wants to be Mekel. The Tosis says, no, you have a whole body of a city here. You have a whole real city over here. you're talking about extending the city northeast, southwest. You take the furthermost point on the north and furthermost point on the east and so on. Even though you're going to have a gap of more than 4,000 miles, that's macht nicht aus. The only time it's a problem is if you don't really have a city. The whole city is only in the shape of the caches. But if you have a solid city with a lot of houses like this, you can even be makel on that. And then that's the top tesis. And then towards the end of the tesis, the last five lines, mi u'niru l'ri, that there's no difference. Ein l'chalek min shnei pigumim l'ira asui ki kesh nechem pirush abin hachananu. So at the end of the Tosfos, they think you should be machmir. They're not so convinced that the Bala Tosfos in the beginning was right, Lahokel. They think you should be machmir. The Mishnah Brura wants to make it as a compromise. So he wants to say like this. It depends what you have. I said, what do you have over here? You have another bias, and another bias, and another bias, and another bias. You have 10 batim. Each one is within 70 amas to the other. So, he says, you have an extension over here, so what are you going to do? You're going to draw the line. You're going to draw the lines over here. You have big empty spaces over here. Here, from here to here, is more than 4,000 miles. So he wants to say, maybe it depends where the pegumim are. He wants to say, maybe if the pegumim are connected, the bulk of the city is over here. Here's the main part of the city in the middle. So if the pegumim are connected in the middle of the city, maybe then there is room to be made. But if the pegumim are just connected on the outskirts, on the outside, then it's a machlokes, 2 days in Tosfos, and then it should be machmir. The Chazon Ish says he doesn't see where in the world did he dig up such a distinction between whether the houses are in the connected, the bulk of the city house on the side. The two opinions in Tosfos should apply in both cases, whether you're extending in the middle or you're standing on the corners. So shverikulam. It's a shverik kula what Tosfos has. Mishnah Brura recommends you should be machmer on this. He's not happy about this. The Rambam quotes kulas. Mishnah Brura recommends you shouldn't follow the kula because so many Rishonim don't like that heta of the top Tosfos. That's Rav Huna's limitation. It says, here Asuya Kikeshes, there's a limit. We only allow you to draw the rectangular shape provided if they have interlocking Tchum Shabbos, Modim Lo Min Ayeser, then you consider as if the imaginary line on the bottom of the bow is if everything in between will be built up, and then you draw your whole rectangle. But if it's more than 4,000 numbers, then not.
What if you have, like, similar to taking the picture over there, what if you say the northeast corner is like a bow, just the corner is like a bow, and that has...
Well,
doesn't have 4,000
amas
between one tip and the other tip.
And does not have.
No, come on.
The northeast.
Oh, it has more than. In other words, if you take.
Here, northwest.
Northeast. Yeah. And then that part of the city is curved like a bow.
So Same Shiloh. The houses are curved like a bow. Right. So that's the same Shiloh, that's a machlokes in Tosfos.
Houses,
but you have such a big gap, so is that legitimate or not?
Yeah. You're saying the second guy is going to have a brush and big the narrowest
or the
wider
one.
So that gap,
right.
Yeah,
that's a Shiloh. Same Shiloh. If the gap is more than 4,000 amas, so many are machmer.
But the shape of the gate, the shape of the gate sort of negates that gap.
But the first opinion in Tosfos is Lahakel. Yeah, because you have a big year with a lot of houses in the middle. If you have a lot of houses in the middle, then the first day in Tosfos says we're Mekel. And the second day in the top Tosfos says, no, why should you be Mekel? The same as Ira Suya Kikeshes? Should be the same thing. Right.
But do you agree that the Arpayim Amu is because it is twice Arpayim Amu?
Yeah. If it's, yeah, twice Alpayim Am, interlocking from Shabbos, then I consider it as if it's one big year, and as if it's Malaya Batim V'chatzera. Yeah. Craig Digmara Akasha, why is this year 4,000? You consider it as if you have interlocking Alpayim Am, 4,000 Amos or less, you consider it as if it's all filled up with Batim V'chatzera. Mi Am Rav Huna Hachi, is that Rav Huna Shir? Less than 4,000 amas. V'ham Rav Huna made another statement. Chomer Suir Shenifritz, or Rashi has a diagram. You see, the diagram in Rashi The second diagram from the bottom in Rashi. The Rashi has a funny dome in the Bach. There's a diagram on the bottom. And then right above the Haglas HaBach, to the left, there's a diagram that says in the middle of the Paritz. So Rashi has a diagram. You have a city, let's say rectangular shape. Rectangular shape city, Batim and Chatzeris, all over the place. All over the place. And then all of a sudden there's a Sreifa. In the middle of the city, everything is burnt down. And you have a big gap. You have Batim and Chatzeris. You have 100 Batim and Chatzeris on one side, 100 Batim and Chatzeris on the other side. And then in the middle is empty. So do you treat it as one city? Do you treat it as two cities? So he should have said, if they're within 4,000 amas to each other, then if they have interlocking Krum Shabbos, then it's considered one city. And if it's more than 4,000 amas, then it's not. He doesn't give the shear interlocking Krum Shabbos 4,000 amas. He gives a different shear. Correct? The Gemara Mi'am Rav Huna Hoch, is that what Rav Huna thinks? That the shear is
twice
Krum Shabbos 4,000 amas. Bam Rav Huna, he said it. Din Chaimus, so here, there's a city with a wall, and the wall was Nifritza, and not only the wall was Nifritza, everything was destroyed in the middle. You see the diagram of the Rashi, you have the Batim to the right, Batim to the left, the Chaim all over the place, and the Chaim is broken on the top and on the bottom, and all the Batim in between were destroyed. So he says the shear is, Chaim is Yish and Nifritza, the Me'ev Abayim V'Achas U'Shlish. The shear is 141 amas in the third. Where does that come from?
Yeah.
70 amas v'shirayim, 70. If you have interlocking iburish alir. If you have interlocking iburish alir, is 70 and two-thirds amas. Is that with the square root of 5,000 square amas? That was the Chatzah Mishkan. So if you have interlocking iburish alir, then I declare it as one city. So the Gemara says, but the same Rav Huna said it has to be, we make all up until interlocking Chum Shabbos, up until 4,000 Amos. How come it's so machmor over here? It's such a discrepancy. 141 Amos is way less than 4,000 Amos. And for the Gemara, it's not a stira. And for the Gemara, Omer Rabba Barula Loi Kasha, there are two different issues. Kan Beruch Achas, Kan Mishtei Ruchos. What is he answering? What is he answering?
Yeah.
Here you have two different cities. If the middle of the city was destroyed, you have two different cities. This one has Gimel Chatzeres, that one has Gimel Chatzeres. So what's the rule that we learned already on Nun Zayinim and Allah? What's the rule if you have two Ayoris near each other? Each year has Gimel Chatzeres, which are either touching each other or within 70 Amos Vishirayim to each other. So that's an ear and that's an ear. Fine. How do you determine whether it's one city or not? So the Mishnah says, V'chachamim Maimrim, the din of Ibur Shalir only applies by Shtei Ayaris. And when you have Shtei Ayaris, then what do you decide there? How do you decide whether Shtei Ayaris constitute one ear or not? So the Gemara had a Machlekes Hamaraim there. We learned it before in Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. What do you do then? So Rav Huna says, if they have interlocking Ibur Shalir, if the two... First, you draw a rectangular shape for these chatzeres, then draw a rectangular shape for these chatzeres. If the two rectangular shapes are within 141 amas to each other, you have interlocking yibur shalir, then I declare it as one ear. The other amoira said, not so. Chiyah Barav said, you only give one carpet. If the two ayoras, after drawing the rectangles, are within 70 amas to each other. We don't pass them like that, we pass them like Rav Huna. Rav Huna says if they're interlocking Ibur Shalir. So the Gemara says that Rav Huna, who's explaining the Chachamim, and Daf Nun Zayin, Dostin Karpa Flazul, the Karpa Flazul, that's the same Rav Huna that he said over here. It's the same person speaking. So you had a big year with Batim HaChatzeres all over the place. The whole middle of the city got burnt down. If the middle houses got burnt down, but you still have the Chaim HaSuir around and around, so the Chaim HaSuir makes it as one big year. The whole Chaim HaSuir is one big year. Even if you don't have an ear, if I have one person has a house, and then he builds a gigantic wall around the whole house, 5,000 miles in every direction, so he has Alpaimam outside of the 5,000 miles, because the whole thing is one big Rishus HaYochid. He has a house inside, and everything is his Rishus HaYochid. So Kal v'chaimah, if you have a city where the Chaim is never ever broken, so you measure up by mama outside. Doesn't even have to have the dimensions of a city. But we're talking the Chaim HaSuir is different, so on top and on bottom, like the diagram in Rashi. So the right side has the status of an ear, the left side has the status of an ear, because each one has Gimel Chatzeres. So then Rav Huna says, you have to have interlocking Iburish Aliyahs. Here, the other case, we're talking about a different situation. Here, Asuya Kikeshes, we're discussing how do you have a right to draw the whole thing as one big rectangle? So he says, that's not. Here, by the Nifrit Soha ear, this is a rectangle, to the right is a rectangle, to the left is a rectangular shape. If the two rectangular shaped by Yoris are within, have interlocking Iburish Aliyahs, there's Nekarpah Fluzu. Karpah Fluzu, I declare it's one city. Here it's not a shayla, it's a one city. Of course it's one city. You can go, you can walk the whole distance, you can walk for hours and hours and hours. You can walk many, Yud Beis Mill. You can walk from one end of the caches to the other. Of course it's one year. We're discussing a different thing. They have a right to draw it as a rectangle, because they're missing there's a loch in the middle. The whole bottom is missing. There's nothing there. So there, Rav Huna says that the shear that functions over there is a different word. The shear is if it's interlocking Tchum Shabbos. Freg the Gemara. So Maikam Ashmalon, so what is the Chiddush of Rav Huna in the second din that he said? By Chomis Vish and if it's interlocking Iburish Aliyahs, 141 Amos, then you consider it like one city. So what's the word, what's the Nekuda that he's telling us? The Gemara says on the last line, Umaykum Ashmalon, what's the word of the second Rav Huna Nes, and Karpa Fluzu, Karpa Fluzu, then if you have two Ayoros, you give each one a Karpa, if you have interlocking Iburish Aliyahs, I declare it's one big city. Drake the Gemara, Veisnach, that's what Rav Huna said on Daf Nun Zayin. We already know that's what he said. Why did he repeat the din over here? Why does he have to repeat it again over here? That's identical with what he said on the Mishnah Veda. Beg the Gemara, Hamara Chadazimna, why this none? Because we have a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Nursen Karper Floir, Dibre Rav Meir. Rav Meir says, we already learned the Mishnah. This, you draw the city as a rectangular shape. And then you draw a rectangular shape around it 70 amas away. Then you draw the rectangular shape al pi mam around. And there are more pasuks like the Maram Rutzmerg of pasuks like Rav Meir. And the Chachamim disagreed, the majority of the Tanaim disagreed. They said, no, there is no such din. You draw Shiva Mama first, you draw a rectangle 70 amas, then you draw 2,000 amas. No, there is no such din. The Yomru Karpe Felo, the din of Iburish Aliyah, is neged to Tfilas Adera, fine. Where is it neged to Tchumen? Oh, Ela Ben Shtei Ayoris. If you have two cities and you want to determine whether it blends into be one city or not. So what exactly did they say? Be Itmar. And in connection with the Shitas Chachamim and the Rav Meir, we had a Machlekes. We learned it on the Nzainer. Rav Huna says, Karpa Pluzu, Karpa Pluzu. Each one gets its own Karpa. So if the two Karpifim, if the two Iburushalis are interlocking, then I declare it as one big city. Mechia Barav disagrees, you only give one Karpa. So Frank the Gemara, why did Rav Huna have to repeat the same thing twice? He says he gives pshat in the Chachamim and the Mishnah, and then he makes up a new case, the new case that he made up, but the Chaim HaSidus and it's the exact same thing as the Mishnah. Two Ayaris that are near each other, if they have interlocking Iburish Aliyahs, I declare it as one city. Why do you have to invent a new case as if he's giving a new psak that we never heard of before? Zag the Gemara, Nein Tzvicha. It is the repeat of the same din. But if not for the fact that he said it twice, I would have drawn a distinction. Why? If Rav Huna would have only made his comment on this location over here, you started off with a big city, and the middle of the city was destroyed. So historically, it was one big year. There were batim achatzeres all over the place. Middle was destroyed, so I would say, no, there is a din. If you have interlocking Burish Aliyahs, it retains the status of year achas that it started off with, because there were originally Batim HaChatzeres in the middle, everything was full of Batim HaChatzeres, touching each other, everything was contiguous. But over there, when the Mishnah is talking about two different, here they started a city, here they started a city. Each city kept on expanding. As they keep on expanding, so we draw the rectangles differently. As we finally drew the rectangles as it's standing now, so the two rectangles are within 141 amas to each other. So I would have thought, wait a minute, they never had the status of one here. Maybe there is no such thing, that if two are Yoris, each city started 100 miles away from each other. Each one kept on getting bigger, now they're close to each other. So who would have thought that over there, if they're within 141 amas, it's one city. So that's why you need the din. Rav Huna explains pshat and the chachamim there, that even if they started off as two different cities. Yashmin and Hachaf, he would have only said that Din over him Shem Tavalei Tzadheta Meikara. It started off as one city. So to retain the status of one city is interlocking Yiburish Elizabeth. Abba Hassan and Maloy. But in the case in the second Mishnah, then Zion would have said no. Yashmin and Hassan, if he would have told me that case, I would have thought like this. Each city needs breathing space. This city, the two cities started 100 miles away from each other. So this city keeps on expanding. So you have, it has its breathing space, it has a Ibur HaShalir around it. And this series extended has Ibur HaShalir. Once they reach a point that they're so close to each other, Yashmina Hassam, if you could only tell us over there that each city has its own Ibur HaShalir, and if you have interlocking, it's considered one city. It would have thought the reason why each one has its own Ibur HaShalir, Mishum D'Tchika Tash Mishtayhu. It's not enough. It doesn't make sense to say they have to be within 70 Amos. The other Amora disagrees with Rav Huna. What's his name? Chiyah Barav. Chiyah Barav says, the only time I declare that the two cities are considered one city Al-Fidin is if within 70 Amos to each other. It's not the same. You don't need the Chotzer number 4 should be within 70 Amos to Chotzer number 3. 1, 2, and 3 should be within 70 Amos to each other. 4, 5, and 6 should be within 70 amas to each other. And if you draw the two rectangles, the rectangles should be within 70 amas to each other, even though the batim, the chaseras, are not within. All right, so that's the chiddush. So, Chiyah Barav says, you need that they should be within 70 amas to each other. And then we, and Rav Huna says, no, we are more makel than that. Why? Every city needs
a carpet.
Breathing space. Every city needs a carpet. So if they're so close that they don't, each city doesn't have their interlocking karpifim, then I declare it's one big city. It's like in the middle of the city, it's tzafuf. But over here, where we're talking about a situation, originally there was full of batim. The middle of the city was full of batim. And now it's charev, the middle of the cities. I would have thought, over here Rav Huna would say, if it has to be within 70 amas to each other, not 141. Why should you say over here that each city isn't considered two different cities? And each city needs its own breathing space to declare it as two different cities. No, originally, it was one big city. They didn't have any breathing space. And now that it's chorev in the middle, you declare it's two different cities. Neither city needs any breathing space. And maybe it would be enough. Maybe you don't even need that it should be 70 amas. Who says that the shir should be 141 amas? One might have distinguished. Abul Hacha, but over here, the loy t'chika tash mishtayu, the case where you had a big city in the middle was chorev. So that's where it doesn't apply, that each city needs breathing space. All these houses didn't have any breathing space. Aim Aloy, I would have thought that the Shira 141 Amos has no application over here. So that's what the Gemara says, Tzricha, that's the Chiddush. The Halacha says, whenever you have two cities, and you want to determine is it considered one city or not, so each one you draw a rectangle, and if the two rectangles are within interlocking Ibur HaShalirs, I declare it as one big city. Once you declare it as one big city, then you draw your rectangular shape all over again. Instead of having two rectangles, then you draw a new rectangular shape with everything all together.
Why is this case by the year Shemitra
said that
there has to be talking about a case where the city was a wall?
What
sounds like the whole thing would be the exact same way, even without a city?
Same din. Yeah, the din will only apply if he talks the Chaimus
Leir Shemitra. Right, but why does it have to be a walled city?
If it would have been a walled city,
it would have been a non-walled city, everything else.
The exact same din. But if it would have been a walled city and the wall was not Nifritza, only the houses of Nifritza, so then the din wouldn't change, because if you'd have one house.
So that's why it's teaching us that a lot today.
If you had a walled city and the Chaimah was Nifritza, so then you have to worry. But if the Chaimah would not be Nifritza, you don't even need three Chatzeres. One person lives, a lone individual lives all alone, no wife, no children, no family, nothing. And he has a big chotzer surrounding him. So he has all five mam around the whole chotzer.
Say another way, if you built a wall around the city, including a lot of vacant land,
right,
you could walk. You draw the 2,000 amas from wherever that wall was.
Correct. Unless nobody lives in the middle. Let's say you just have vacant land and you have a wall, and the enclosed area is yosem beis hasayin. So that's a carpet, midirabbanan. So a carpet is considered minator. It's a perfect rishus hayochid. You have walls around a gigantic empty area, so Rishus HaYochid. From the Rabbanan, if it's Loi Hukef Ledira, nobody lives inside, so we declare those mechitzas are not valid mechitzas. Not only is it not valid, you're not allowed to carry there on Shabbos, you know.
Frankly,
out of the... Yeah. Yeah.